Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
His name is Joe.
Instead of fighting with these people, what I do is I throw stats at them. Let them go with it.
The Adventures of Joe.
But I've actually even got to the point now when somebody starts arguing with me, prove your facts. I go, now.
All right, what do you say, Joe? What do you say to that?
You didn't prove yours. Mine you can find at the CDC or on the FBI website. You need to do your own homework. Because when you spoon feed them, even when you do that, they tell you you're wrong, even though they have nothing to back it up with. Just like AOC, nothing.
Hey, Joe.
It hadn't been forgotten, I do.
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
It's the Joe Messina Show.
Pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5562. Look, get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution so you don't become part of the problem. Hey, head over to MyPillow.com, MyPillow.com. You know, you can still make up your past mistakes, seriously. And when I say that, I mean, what did you do on Valentine's Day? Did you get the right gift? Did you know what was going on? Did you actually get something practical for your loved one? You know, I mean, seriously, chocolates are nice, they don't last long, and they end up in a sewer. You know what I'm saying? I'm just saying. But, you know, a nice robe, slippers, pillows, pillowcases, sheets, towels, all kinds of stuff over there. Promo code Joe gets you, gets you a fairly good discount, 30 to 70% off, depending on what you're buying. I mean, really, why wouldn't you do that? Right? MyPillow.com. Promo code Joe on the way out. You'll save yourself some big bucks, I promise you. All right. Hey, California. There's an actual city in California that pretty much eliminated homelessness. You know how they did that? You think, oh, no, you can't do that. It's too hard to do. Blah, blah, blah. No, no. Really. They outlawed encampments. That simple. California cities have been battling this homeless crisis for years. They throw billions of dollars at it, and still nothing fixes it. Right? But one city has defied all odds. They beat their brains out. They're reporting the lowest homeless population, well, in the state. And that's Colorado Mayor Richard Bailey. He said there's no vagrants in the city at all. And he joined a local news source to describe how he's reinforced a non-encampment policy. Right? I mean, still hanging out with the rule of law, of course. Now, the policies that are in place, he said, at the regional and statewide level that are tolerating this type of behavior, it's destructive. It's destructive to the neighborhoods. It's destructive to the people around it. It's destructive to the people being involved in it. And it's really, if you think about it, it's enabling them to be worse, right, guys? No, really. If it's all okay and it's not a big deal, it's enabling it to be worse. So why not stick to? It's the same thing with the gun stuff. I know I'm going to go off on a tangent, right? But it's the same thing with the gun stuff. They think they're going to fix everything by passing more gun laws. Doesn't help. It really doesn't help. Enforce the ones you already have. It's the same thing here. So basically what he's saying is we're enforcing the laws that are already on the books. Anyway, the Bailey explained that the city works with the police department and a homeless service provider to give the homeless only one option. You get the help you need or you get gone. That simple. So the Coronado funds, you know, they have reasonable services to help those struggling to get back on their feet, to get the help they need. But the city is having a no-tolerance policy. Now, again, you know, in the past, the courts have gotten involved, but these guys are saying, oh, no, no, we're not just throwing them out with no place to go. We have a place for them to go. Right? Where they can get food, they can help, they can get shelter. They get the medical help they need. If they don't want to go there, that's different. Totally different. He was also saying, we also make it very clear that we don't tolerate encampments along our sidewalks. We don't tolerate other code violation, such as being drunk in public or urinating in public or defecating in public. Whoa. We just don't tolerate the basic code violation. And when they're arrested or picked up, they can either go get help or they go to jail. What do they do? Another big deal. The Coronado has previously reported really only one homeless person in the city. He's probably a regular. But he went on to say that even that person ended up getting help. And by getting the help they needed, they're getting back on the feet. Look, a lot of these homeless people, I'm finding out, I'm learning, they've got medical issues that can be taken care of with drugs and other things, but they won't be seen, they don't trust people, so they don't get the help that they need. I think you need to force it. Look, it's one thing I get where you don't want to force the injection and stuff into people's bodies. I got all that. But some of these people have these mental disabilities, they can't even make the decision. They can't put it together to make the decision. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. So if they refuse to get help, what do you do with them? I'm asking you. Should you allow them to go on breaking the law? Should you allow them to go on living in the streets, breaking the basic ordinances of the city? That's not law and order. That's wrong. Anyway. He went on to say that they need to enforce them. They do enforce them. And, you know, think about even with the money the government spends on this, throwing all kinds of $1 billion at it, doesn't fix anything. Right? 2019, I think it was it Portland? Yeah, Portland had like a little over 4,000 homeless. In 2022, they topped off at almost 5,500. What's wrong with this picture? Come and see your house. Be back in a minute.
Are you looking for the cheapest prices on car insurance? Then call the Cheap Car Insurance Hotline right now. Hey, you're guaranteed to save money on your car insurance. Most car insurances can be canceled at any time. That means if you find a better deal, you can switch right away. We're not just one company. We offer most of the major brands of car insurance. We're like a discount supermarket for car insurance. And it doesn't matter if you have a good record or a bad driving record. Our agents are experts at finding you the right car insurance for your needs. Our average customer saves hundreds of dollars a year when they call us to switch. So why don't you make this 100% free call right now and see how much you can save on your car insurance. Paid for by AIS Insurance.
Call 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. That's 800-399-7087.
Are you 60 plus and love to travel? Introducing the Senior Travel Discount Network. Brought to you by Low Cost Airlines. Call us anytime, day or night, and save up to 75% on your airline and hotel reservations. We can help you save a ton of money to fly almost anywhere. We have inside discounts on over 500 airlines and 500,000 hotels worldwide. And when you call and mention the discount code 60PLUS, we'll give you an extra free night with your qualified air and hotel reservation. Now you can get the best prices on air and hotel reservations with your phone. We make it easy and fast for you to save money and book a trip. Remember, call the Senior Travel Discount Network. Mention the discount code 60PLUS for your free hotel night with your qualified reservation. Call now.
210-526-2010. 210-526-2010. 210-526-2010. That's 210-526-2010.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
So far, this show has been awfully slow.
Except for the one I saw you do last Thursday.
When we were coming over here tonight, I was a little concerned about his driving. The minute he got to the wheel, I was worried. The left rear wheel, he was worried.
I look around the room and I realize now, aside from Clint Eastwood, I'm the biggest name here.
Now, the professor of political incorrectness, the naysayer of nonsense, the cure for Democrat dementia, here's Joe Messina.
We are back. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732, again, 5563. Get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution. It's the way we win. Talk about a California city, believe it or not, has no homeless people. You know why? They simply enforce the law. When certain groups realize you're enforcing the law, they're not going to be able to get away with it. They don't show up. I mean, seriously, think about it. They're code violations they refuse to put up with. Now, there's a whole bunch of reasons, really, why they're, you know, people end up homeless, the situations they end up in. I get it. I'm not going to judge anybody as to why they're homeless, even though we know the majority of them do have mental illnesses. They do need help. But what's funny about, again, what's funny about all of this, you get guys like Gavin Newsom. He won't enforce the law. A lot of the Lori Lightfoot would enforce the law. And then they wonder why they get voted out. They wonder why nobody really, really likes them. Really wants to do business with them. Really wants to have them as part of the solution. You know what I mean? Now, I found you earlier that there'll be a runoff election for mayor between Paul Vallas or Vallas and Brandon Johnson. And it's great, you know, they got this many people up here, and they can talk about, talk through, decide who they're going to vote for or not, and now you got these two. Thank God, Lori Lightfoot, gone. Right? But they've got a little difference of an idea of how to handle the police. I don't know where it comes from, but it's definitely a different idea. Now, Paul Vallas, 69, the former head of the Chicago Public Schools, he got about 35% of the vote. He was followed by Brandon Johnson, who got 46, who serves on the Cook County Board of Commissioners. Now, Vallas has positioned himself as a more conservative, pro-law enforcement candidate. Johnson casts himself as a progressive who wants to strengthen police accountability. You know, he's going to have to tie. They're going to have to tie it into Lightfoot. You're going to have to make Lightfoot the crux of the whole election. Because Chicago wasn't that bad before she got there. I mean, it was bad. Don't get me wrong. It wasn't a haven by any stretch, but it was bad. And people need to keep bringing that forward. Keep bringing it forward. Keep discussing it. Keep bringing it forward. Keep making them uncomfortable to try to say they're for law and order. Because they're not. Right? Anyway. God bless. 855 Real Joe. 855-732-5563. Again, get involved. Get engaged. Be part of the solution. You know, this first week of March, a lot of stuff happening in the news. Stuff that we didn't even know about. Go back 100 years, 200 years. Some of you go like, ah, okay, who cares? But a bunch of it was the Christians that pioneered the anti-slavery movement. Quaker Anthony Benezet, you know, he became a Republican. Senator Charles Sumner was also a Republican. And this is a quick one from Bill Federer, who said, you know, if you talk about who first championed, the first ones to push back on slavery, it was the Christians, here in America anyway. Right? The Christian settlers of Pennsylvania, Quakers, Lutherans, Mennonites, they went on record as being the first to oppose slavery in America with their Germantown petition in 1688, just 6 years after William Penn founded the colony. Now, the Germantown Quaker petition against slavery, submitted by Francis Daniel Pastorius and three others, was the first American document protesting slavery. It stated, "How fearful and faint-hearted are many on the sea. When they see a strange vessel being afraid, it should be a Turk. They should be taken and sold for slaves into Turkey. Now, what is the better done, as Turks do? Rather, is it worse for them?" Now he goes on to say, which say they are Christians, for we hear that most of such Negroes are brought hither. I can't translate this thing. They're brought here against their will, against their consent. Many of them have been stolen from where they live. He goes on to say, there's a saying that we shall do to all men like as we will be done to ourselves, right? Making no difference of what generation, descent or color they are. Those who steal or rob men, those who buy or purchase them, are they not all the same? I mean, he's right. So the guy, you know, it goes on to say that they oppose slavery. They want it to end. They want it gone. They even make fun of the Europeans for doing it. So, again, you hear these stories on a daily basis that, you know, nothing's been done, that white folks still want slavery. It couldn't be further from the truth. This is why they don't want you to know real history. I'm not talking about the 1619 stuff. I'm talking about real history. Right? The monarchy of England was part owner in the Royal African Company. Right? It was founded in 1660. It shipped more slaves to the Americas than any other entity. In other words, the British government grabbed these slaves or helped transport these slaves to the Americas. Right? So again, get informed. Get educated. Understand what's going on. And in that way, then when people say to you, you know, that slavery ran rampant, nobody tried to stop it, there wasn't anybody on their side, it's all a lie. Right? It's just strictly a lie. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Again, as I always say, get involved, get engaged, find out what's going on, find out what's happening. And I got more, I got more stories than I'm going to be able to get to. And at this point, I don't even care anymore. You know, we'll talk about Gen Z and the issues that they're running into. You need to help them. You need to help set them straight is what you need to do. Joe Mazzini, your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break.
If you have an IRA or 401k, please listen closely. My name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. Throughout my career, let's just say I've been in some hairy situations. And I believe right now the biggest threat facing Americans is they need to protect their wealth, which is exactly what I'm doing for my wife and six kids. And I believe the ultimate safe haven is physical gold and silver. You can protect your hard-earned retirement assets with a tax-free loophole that allows you to convert your retirement into physical gold and silver. The folks I use are Advantage Gold, and believe me, I've investigated the heck out of all types of people. Advantage Gold is the nation's highest rated gold company. They have the best process, pricing, and service. If you want to get your free gold and silver investment kit, please contact Advantage Gold right now, and you'll see how easy it is to protect yourself with precious metals. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Term life insurance. It can be a powerful way to protect your assets and your family. You work hard to earn and save your money to build a nest egg for the future. Don't let it get wiped out because you didn't plan ahead. Take the time now and make a small investment in $500,000 or more in quality term life insurance. Call the Term Lifeline and let us shop the best companies to give you the lowest rates. We specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. Ask about some of our 10 and 20 year fixed rate plans with guaranteed rates. Call the Term Lifeline right now for your free insurance quote. 800-957-6070. 800-957-6070. You owe it to yourself to protect your family and your assets. Make term life insurance part of that plan. Call the Term Lifeline right now. 800-957-6070. 800-957-6070.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. His attorneys say they will appeal, but Alex Murdaugh is being sentenced to life in prison for the double murder of his wife and youngest son. Murdaugh addressed the court shortly before sentencing Friday morning.
I'm innocent. I would never hurt my wife, Maggie, and I would never hurt my son, Pawpaw.
The jury debated for around 45 minutes before deciding he was guilty. Former President Trump is asking for a six-month delay in his civil fraud case brought by the New York Attorney General. If granted, that would push his trial to early 2024, when the presidential primary race heats up. More than half of the world's population is on track to be considered overweight or obese by 2035. The new report from the World Obesity Federation also notes a concerning rise in childhood obesity rates. Based on current trends, childhood obesity could double. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Of others screech at them like the forced laughs of a billion art house movie patrons.
Thus they travel from world to world, making everyone stupid in order to wipe out all thought in the universe.
My God, they're like flying television.
Host. Always a pleasure having you with me. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. Get involved. Get engaged. Be part of the solution. That's the best way to make everything work, make everything come together for you. And I do appreciate the time that you are spending with me. I got a lot of stupid little stories I want to get through. Let me have my way. I mean, seriously, if you know, when you look at the different generations, they confuse the crud out of me, some of them. Right? And you look at Gen Z and what they got going on. How are they going to make it through? You know, the State of the Student Survey, they surveyed 5,000 plus students and over 2,400 educators. 55% of the undergrads, 38% of the grad students reported that they were struggling to remain interested in classes. They believe they don't teach practical skills. Many also said that they struggle to retain material. A lot of that, though, I feel personally, I've talked to Dr. B and others about this, right? The reason they're having such a struggle, they're not doing the brain exercises they used to do, the natural brain exercises they used to do, of continually reading things, right? Working through math problems. All this stuff builds your brain. Your brain is a muscle. So it builds your brain. You're working your brain. It gets stronger. It learns how to work through these things. Right? So these students and professors could easily work at a greater interest in class materials, right? To help them relate more closely to what's going on. I don't know if that's the right thing to do, according to the article. You really want to bring it, dumb it down to the kids level, or students, or do you want to pull them up? Do you want to make something different? You have to have these lessons incorporating real-world applications. Now, really, no matter what's going on, these Gen Z kids, if you don't help them out, there's going to be a problem. But now, you've got these, that ChatGPT program. When they start using that, you're really going to dumb them down because they're not going to do the work on their own. They're going to have the ChatGPT using it, doing it. And they won't have to do any work to figure it out. I mean, that's the problem to begin with. They're being spoon-fed through their smartphones. They're being spoon-fed through computers and such. This is craziness. So they're plagued with all this stuff. How are they going to move forward? No, really. Now, according to a separate report that was done, one called Closing the Skills Gap, 68% of executives say that their organizations, well, they have a gap between what candidates can do and what the role demands. Nearly 7 in 10 managers say they regularly deal with a workforce that lacks the required skills, and everyone loses. They're right. Sometimes they'll settle, right, because they can't find somebody for the position, so they'll settle, and then the work doesn't get done. Or it doesn't get done on time, it doesn't get done properly, doesn't have the quality that you used to have. Now, students feel like they're really behind in tech. Why? Because they lock in a smartphone. They think that's technology. It's not technology. The smartphone in and of itself is part of technology. But it's so much more than that. Right? In an international survey of 50,000-plus Gen Zers by Dell Technologies, more than a third said that their education didn't prepare them with the digital skills that they needed to propel their career. Plus, the majority, 56%, said they had very basic to no digital skills education at all. There's a glaring gap in accessibility, application of tech education resources. Lower-income, affluent students, a gap that was widened by the pandemic. If the skills gap doesn't close, both the workers and companies can continue to struggle. We're seeing it with local businesses. Look around your local area. You see the gaps, you see the problems, you see the issues that they're having. It's a big deal. It's not a lighthearted thing, right? It's not easily, it's impossible. If you're going to tell me it's easily overcome, I'm not going to believe you. Right? 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Here's a story about a teacher that wants to remove, wants students removed from his class because the kid's parents don't approve of the marriage. Why do you care? No, seriously. Why do you care? If you believe that what you're doing is true and right and okay, then what do you care what other people think for? Is that what we've done now? A teacher called in a student's parents to have a conference about his behavior in class. However, he realized he had more pressing issues to deal with after the student's parents filed a complaint against him in the school for inappropriate behavior in the classroom. Now, he's considering having the student removed from his class. Right? Sharing his story on a local thread, the 28-year-old man sought the advice of other readers. He asked if he was making the right decision by removing students from his class after the experience with his parents. Apparently, his parents didn't agree with the man's lifestyle. Right? The man teaches in our class at a school in a small town. He had a student enrolled in his class. Right? He transferred in after being homeschooled. All right, there's your first hint. He's a great kid. Already fit right in with the class. You ready for this? I like this. The only issue with the student is his habit of leaving class without asking to use the restroom. He said, I'm not the strict, everything needs to be my way kind of teacher, but I need to know what's going on. He called the student's parents to have a discussion about the habit, but and what they would do to help him out. When they find out what he was all about, he said, one of the parents said to him, why do you keep talking about your husband in class? All right? And this came from the parents. Now, the parents said, there's no reason for him to know that you're married to another man. There's no reason for him to know about your lifestyle. Now, it's a funny thing. I got to thinking about this when I first looked at the story. I want some of you listening to think about something. How many of you knew, oh, I don't know, whether your teacher was married or not, without looking at the wedding ring? How many of you knew what your teacher's name, your teacher's wife's or husband's name was? I go back in the 70s. I had no idea. I didn't know what they were. I didn't know if they were gay, straight, married, not married. They definitely didn't know what party they belonged to. We didn't know. They knew what they were doing. They were teaching the class. But we had no idea about any of those things. Why was it okay for them to start taking that into the classroom? Right? The part of this is because they, the teachers, especially high school teachers, are respected and loved by the kids in the class in most cases. So whatever they do, whatever they're living, whatever their lifestyle is, whatever they're eating, whatever they're reading, becomes something the kids want to aspire to. They want to be part of it. That's why it's so important that you know where your kids are going to school. You know what they're learning. You know what they're being exposed to. It's your job to raise them. It's your job to make sure they're getting the right education. It's your job to make sure they're being exposed to the right thing. Right? That ain't that hard. This doesn't require a PhD to figure all this out either. 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. Now, somebody sent me the story that black couples pay a higher tax penalty for marriage than white couples do. And I went through it quickly. I think this is hilarious. Anyway, we'll talk more about this on the other side of the break. Don't go far. Got a lot more coming up.
You ever get the feeling that the world is being held together with duct tape? Every day we're thrown some new meaningless drama in the fake news to distract us from the reality we're all about to face. Between the government trying to print their way out of debt, military conflicts, the disintegration of our most trusted institutions, and a looming food shortage, preparedness is no longer a choice. It's a necessity. You can trust My Patriot Supply. Our emergency food kits come packed with tasty meals, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit for each person in your family. Self-reliance is the only alternative to government food lines. Time is running out. Become ungovernable. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and save on dozens of different emergency food kits while you can. These kits are in stock, ship fast, and arrive in unmarked boxes for your privacy. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com before the next crisis strikes. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline.
airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
I'm Slim Shady. Yes, I'm the real Shady. All you other Slim Shadys are just imitating. So, won't the real Slim Shady please stand up? Please stand up? Please stand up.
How can you do a spoken word version of a rap song?
He found a way.
Real Joe, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution. I mean, seriously, that's why we're going to fix this. That's why we're going to beat it. You get informed and engaged, and we'll beat it. Seriously. All right. Well, I decided not to do the story I was going to do. I want to talk about this Katie Hobbs issue. The Arizona Supreme Court came down with a decision. Now, again, remember, they're always telling us we have to follow the law. Nobody's above the law. You have to do with all, you know, all this garbage. But Katie Hobbs, the governor of Arizona, she's refusing to carry out the scheduled April execution of a convicted murderer. Now, she's defying a rule by the state's highest court. Why does it seem like Democrats are always on the side of criminals? I mean, seriously. They always seem to care about why, because, you know, again, they're going to let them out of jail. They're going to give them the right to vote. Who are they going to vote for? Right? What about the norms? What about the rules? Do they no longer have to follow those? Does it really mean much of anything? Anyway, she vowed Friday that her administration won't carry out an execution, even though the Supreme Court scheduled it over the objections of the state's new attorney general. The Democrat governor promised not to execute Aaron Gunches on April 6th. He was convicted of murder in 2002. He's been waiting, 20 years to die? This was not what our founding fathers had in mind at all, in the least. Matter of fact, many death sentences were carried out the same day or the next day. Right? That way you're not sitting there 20 years waiting to die, waiting to be killed. Now, the killing, it came a day after the state Supreme Court said it must grant an execution warrant if certain appellate procedures have concluded, and that those requirements were met, and the execution needs to take place, period. Now, last week, Hobbs appointed retired U.S. Magistrate Judge David Duncan to examine the state's procurement of lethal injection drugs. Right? She's trying to weasel out of this, again, by looking at the process. What's the process? Are we doing the process properly? Are we making sure that we're administering the death penalty properly? I'm sorry, but here's my mindset. If you mercilessly killed 4, 5, or 6 people, why do I care whether or not the drugs are working properly? She's worried about a mismanagement of executions. Really? She said, under my administration, an execution will not occur until the people of Arizona can have confidence that the state's not violating the law and carrying out the gravest of penalties. Well, your Supreme Court said you weren't violating the law. What's the problem? Right? Now, General Chris Mayers, Attorney General, I should say, he said he won't seek court orders to carry out executions while the governor is reviewing the process. What if it takes her 3 years to do it? I would love to know how the people feel about this. I would love to. Matter of fact, I would guarantee you money. I'd pay you money, tell you they don't even know this is happening. Right? They have no idea this is going on. 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. I'm not joking. Seriously, they have no idea this is happening, nor do they care. Right? Everything's going along. They're doing what they can to put money on the table. Doing the best they can. How about these atheists who shut down a Christian school? They didn't like the history class they were teaching. So since about 2018, children at Leipzig Elementary School, they've been invited to attend a program called Christian History Class. It was basically a voluntary Bible study. The classes were held on school property during school hours without incident. A parent reportedly complained that her child felt left out after she refused to allow him to attend, and now the Ohio School District is facing the wrath of these atheists. And guess who's starting this? You know my favorite group. The Freedom for Religion Freaks. They're a Wisconsin-based gang of atheists and agnostics. They fired off a nasty letter again threatening to sue the school district unless they ended the class. Now, it doesn't matter that Leipzig Elementary School allows parents to opt their children out of the religious class. Doesn't mean anything to them. Sammy Lawrence wrote to the superintendent. He said, voluntariness, I don't even know what that means, does not excuse the constitutional violation. Not a constitutional violation. This is what they always go to. It's like, I don't want you to point to the Supreme Court ruling. I want you to point to the Constitution. Show me where it says you can't do this. Because you can't find it. Now, the Freedom from Religion Freak said that the child who was forbidden from attending the alleged was allegedly bullied and assaulted. However, there's no police report. There's no report with the school. There's nothing. Why did they have to lie? The FFRS has a notorious history of targeting school districts, small towns that don't have resources to fight back. But they do. See, this comes from ignorance. If they would get informed, they would find out there's places like Pacific Justice, PJI, who can get out there and fight for them, and they won't charge them for it. School district backed down and said they would no longer offer the Christian history class. See, they bank on bullying. I would write back a letter that simply said, go for it. Yours truly, Blankety Blank School District. Public elementary school is no place for Bible study or any other religious evangelism, says FFRF. These guys are so out of it, this isn't funny. School exists to educate, not indoctrinate. Let me read that again because we already know what they're doing, right? Schools exist to educate, not indoctrinate. We're glad the district's now ensuring a captive audience of small children who will no longer be proselytized. I just love these lines. Gaylor and a gang of godless thugs were reportedly triggered because the Christian children participated in the shoebox ministry outreach. They sent 100 boxes overseas to impoverished boys and girls. Oh, how bad that is, isn't it? I mean, they don't pick it back up and do it. You don't see these atheist groups stepping in and taking care of this stuff. The thing that bothered them the most was that shoebox ministry outreach. Think about all these kids. Hundreds of kids who may not have toothpaste, toothbrushes. They don't have stuff to read. There's so many things that they don't have. This group was sending it to them, but we couldn't have it because it had Christian on it. It's just amazing to me. And we let them get away with it. We continually let them get away with it. Why did we do that? What are we afraid of? And don't tell me we're not afraid, because what are we afraid of? Right? 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved. Get engaged. Be part of the solution. So I got a poll that's going to shock you guys. Recent poll finds that most Americans think that media is too easy on Biden. And it's becoming even more biased. Who knew? Who would even think? Right, we got a new poll out by Rasmussen that found that most Americans believe the media is too easy on Joe Biden. It's becoming more biased as the days go on. All you need for proof is to look at the way that the media treats Biden versus how they treat Trump. Remember, under Trump, the media treated everything he said was a crisis or a scandal or just nasty and bad. Biden can do no wrong. 13 Americans died in Afghanistan. You wouldn't know it by the mainstream news. The 100,000 kids, people that have died from fentanyl poisoning, well, you wouldn't know it by the mainstream news. The only thing you know is that Joe screamed out it had nothing to do with him and was all Trump's fault. Of course it was. And whenever something goes sideways for Joey B., they rush to his defense. They rush to shore him up. They rush to help him out. Right? So the recent poll showed 51% say the corporate media are less aggressive towards Biden. 24% believe that the media questioned Biden more aggressively than they questioned Trump. 21% say that they think the treatment is roughly the same. But overall, 56% of likely voters say the media bias is getting worse. Didn't need to do that. We knew it. Hey, Joe Mazzini, your host. God bless. Have a great weekend. Don't do anything stupid. Want you back here with me on Monday. Be safe, people.